With Inside the Arts, I'm Scott Pohl. This summer, we're introducing you to Lansing area actors with conversations about their experiences, both on and off stage. For the next installment in this series, I talked with Holly K. Cannon, a woman who has become a fixture on Lansing stages in recent years, mostly at Riverwalk Theater. Holly K. Cannon was a middle schooler in Mason when she was brought to the high school to play a nun in The Sound of Music.
My mom has a great story watching me in the show. She's like, you just smiled the whole time. All you did was smile the entire time. I'm like, well, I couldn't help it. I was excited to be on stage. So then I got to high school and I did all 4 years of the school musical and I was in the choir and the competition choir and all of that.
During her college years, Kay Cannon discovered community theater, starting with an ensemble role in a 1993 Riverwalk Theater production of West Side Story. Her work in the musical She Loves Me earned her a local Thespey Award in 1999. Warmer weather drew her to Los Angeles for 21 years, but she has since moved back to Lansing and has been back on the stage, starting with Christmas Bells at Riverwalk in 2023. Since then, she's had a steady stream of roles showing her range from musicals to comedies to serious dramas. Kay Cannon says a favorite role of hers was Sonny Jacobs in The Exonerated, playing a real-life woman on death row for a crime she did not commit.
You bring with you what you've experienced throughout your life. And while, no, I've never been a prisoner on death row as these people were, there's something to be said for the terrible things that can happen in your life and the bad decisions that can be made that could get you to these bad places. And so those emotions come much more easily with age and experience.
Her dream roles would be non-traditional choices, like Judas in Jesus Christ Superstar or Tony in West Side Story. Kay Cannon says she also loves the role of Che in Evita, originated on Broadway by Mandy Patinkin.
It's not something that I would go after. Mandy Patinkin and the songs are just so fantastic that I love singing along to them.
Kay Cannon grew up idolizing musicians more than actors, but there is one performer she especially admires, Carol Burnett.
She was in Annie, which is one of my favorite movies as a kid, and she was the princess in Once Upon a Mattress, a show that I did in high school. And lately I've been watching reruns of Carol Burnett's show on one of my antenna channels, and I forget how wonderful and amazing and funny and dramatic she could be.
If given the chance to just hang out with a favorite actor, Kay Cannon couldn't pick just one, and with good reason. It would be the team of Steve Martin and Martin Short.
I didn't have a very high opinion of Martin Short. I hate saying that. I always thought he was just a scenery chewer. But as I've watched Only Murders in the Building and seen them interact through their comedy bits and the things that they do, I think they would be so much fun to hang out with because they would just have the best stories about other people.
Holly K. Cannon's work at Riverwalk Theater now includes a seat on their board, and she'll also direct one of the entries in their Emerging Playwrights Festival for High Schoolers on August 1st. With Inside the Arts, I'm Scott Pohl.